Good morning. It's Sunday again. And I promise that I have other ideas for audios, and I have a few fantasies circling around in my mind that I really, really want to let out. But, you know, it's Sunday. Let's just take it easy. Let's just enjoy each other's company. Me in your ears, you in my mind, and just have fun together. That's my way of saying this might be boring if you were hoping for something like really nasty. But if you like wholesome and like realistic, I think you'll like it. Maybe. So I woke up and I saw something that really, really, really turned me on. When I got finished with it, I was just aching to be touched. I was aching to touch myself, but what I really want is for you to be here to touch me. I'm in bed right now. Just usually I do a bit of a build up. Usually I take some time to like run my fingers up and down my body and like play with my nipples and caress my breasts and stuff, which I guess I still can do, but after reading this, I just like my lip, like both of my legs just like fell open to the side, and I just had to touch my pussy because it's so wet right now, and I'm just like aching. So I promise I'd take more time with you, or I'd want you to maybe take some time with me, but maybe not in this moment. Sorry. Weekend is just being kind of lazy, rolling around in bed, brewing like a cup of tea or coffee if you're a coffee drinker, and just enjoying those quiet moments, especially those moments when, say, for example, you see me in I'm sleeping, and I look peaceful and rested, and maybe you notice, like, I don't know, kind of maybe like my t-shirt is like lifted up a little bit, and you catch like a glimpse of my stomach or my back. Maybe my t-shirt is up over my breasts, but my hair is maybe like covering my nipples or something. So you just get like a little bit of an eyeful and a little bit of a tease. Mm. slowly take me and start my day off with pleasure, or if you just want to let me sleep and decide maybe you'll have me for yourself a little bit later. Right now I'm in the mood to be woken up and taken. So after catching a glimpse of my naked skin, you can come over to me and maybe I'll be slowly stirring. Maybe I'll hear you coming, but I won't see you because my sleep mask is over my eyes. So all I do, all I can feel is just your touch. You join me on the bed. I feel the weight as you make your way over to me on your knees, and then you run your hands up my legs. Maybe you see a little bit of evidence of my arousal through my panties. Maybe you look to see if there's a wet spot for you. And that'll be the kind of silent invitation that you need to start playing with me. I'm on my back right now, and I'm just stroking my fingers up and down my slit, pretending it's you, pretending it's your tongue, as you lazily lick up and down. And I can't help but to rock my hips, to move in time with your tongue, and just try to grind a little bit against your face, because I'm craving more friction from you. Your hands are planted firmly against my thighs, and they knead, and they scratch, and they trace ever so slowly. And I grab your wrist, and I bring them closer to my center because I want you to plunge your fingers into. While you keep pleasuring me with your tongue, I need you to feel how wet I am. I know you want to tease me, and I know you want to resist me, but you have to feel me, please. I need you to feel how wet my pussy is for you. I know you can taste it, and I know you can feel the evidence of my wetness dripping down your chin. But I want to feel the fullness of your fingers deep inside my pussy, and I want you to take them out and see how wet they are. are glistening. And even though my eyes are shut, I can hear you, and so you tell me to open my mouth. You tell me to open my mouth so that I can taste myself. And I say, yes, sir. Please, please let me taste myself. I know I taste so good. And I'm enjoying the sensations of your tongue. Feeling my clit so slowly as you pull your fingers from my mouth. And I expect you to put them back in. But you don't. You pull them away. And then you also pull your tongue off of me. And all of a sudden, all of the pleasure that I was just feeling just stops. I think you're going to maybe pull your boxers down, strip out of them, and plunge your cock into me. How hard you are against my leg. And so I wait. And then I wait a little bit longer before I pull up my sleep mask to look at you and to beg you to fuck me. And I see that you're back on your heels and you're getting off the bed. And you tell me it's because I've been a bad kitty, that you're not gonna let me come today, and that you're not gonna finish me off. And I plead with you that I'm yours. That I'm your good little little slut, and I really want to come. I really want to come. But I disobeyed you, and you remind me of that. And you told me that you'd be punishing me for it. Turn away to go make a coffee and leave me to my own devices. But before you go, you tell me that I can play with myself, edge myself all I want all morning, but I don't get to come until I ask you for permission. And to not even think about asking you for permission just yet. Anymore.